satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio, Studio A, for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Good day, wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I'm very pleased to be joined today by Danny Siris, with whom I've done many really terrific shows about Spygate, Millie Weaver, and a host of other issues, which you can find at Jim the Conspiracy Guy today. Danny has a wonderful background in law enforcement and has been a very adept student at research and ongoing events, and I wanted him to join me today. Here's my distillation of what's going on. Trump, although he made a statement talking about a transition to the next administration, was not thereby conceding. Lynn Wood has been emphatic about it and is also reporting many traitors are going to be arrested shortly. Following the storming of the Capitol building, which was staged by left-wing Antifa and BLM instigators who dressed up as MAGA supporters, we witnessed the final act of betrayal against our constitutional republic as members of Congress flipped against truth and voted to accept the fraudulent Biden electors, making Joe Biden now, and for the first time, the president-elect. The false flag storming of the Capitol is being used by the media and members of Congress to whitewash overwhelming evidence of election fraud. Suddenly, even the possibility of vote fraud no longer matters because some people stormed the Capitol, and that was scary. It actually was a matter that was coordinated by the Capitol Police. Patrick Byrne has retweeted a video that shows a Capitol Police openly directing the actors from Antifa and BLM, flimsily described as Trump supporters, to invade certain sections of the building. Let me mention, for example, that Nancy Pelosi's office is very obscure, that if you visit your Congress, the names of none of the senators or representatives appear on their doors. So unless you know what's going on, you'd have no idea how to find it. Now, here's a pretty damn good video. I'll describe it, talking about the shooting of the who was supposed to be the woman that it appears to be fake. And where I have my latest report is that the person who fired the gun, and it appears to have been a blank, was actually Mike Pence, chief of staff. Hold on. It's all a show they're showing. Here you have an actor approaching on the left. You have a spotter there to signal when the alleged victim is in place, holding out a gun, holding out a gun, holding out a gun, firing the blank. No one flinches because they were blanks. She doesn't fall. Remember, she's supposed to have fallen out of the window. Instead, she climbs down. The backpack is used to cushion her head. It's already over her neck. So now she's laid on the ground with a safe landing. They're looking down at her. Need to reposition her to the predetermined camera angle. There is no blood. How telling is that? There is no blood. You got a fake SWAT showing up. This all, of course, was to give the idea of someone having died. He's about to signal the spotter down the hall. All looking very official, are doing their best. Thumbs up, all good. Everything going according to plan. The theatrical event is in progress. She wipes the fake blood on her face now. She wipes fake blood on her face. This is the first time even fake blood shows up. And of course, when you watch the video version of today's show, which I will post, you'll be able to see it. Apparently, the fake blood defied gravity. It ought to have flowed down her face, but it didn't. I think it was too sticky. Probably old fake blood that didn't perform the way it might otherwise have been expected to. You're going to watch it again, but it was all show. One of those who was right next to Ashley Babbitt when she was shot was arrested back in July after organizing a violent protest that also resulted in a shooting. He organized an event on the 6th of January to dump Trump for good. Turns out this was a founder of a far-left BLM group filming inside the Capitol. This was a false flag operation to blame Trump supporters so Pelosi and Schumer could attempt to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president. So when Pump talks about the peaceful transition now, which many have mistakenly assumed was a concession speech, he's not talking about the transition of power to Biden on January 20th, but to the people. Meanwhile, here's a more report about it. Under the cover of night, treasonous U.S. Congress voted to install the Chinese communist puppet Joe Biden, confirming his fraudulent slate of electors. A few hours later, Trump issued this statement. Even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. I have always said we would continue our fight to ensure that only legal votes were counted. While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again. While this statement is being widely interpreted by the media to be a concession speech, it actually is no such thing. He did not congratulate Joe Biden. He did not say he would be leaving the White House. He did not concede at all. When he says the end of the greatest first term, that makes perfect sense, since Trump's second term would begin on January 20th. So his first term is ending. This statement, it turns out, is a necessary step to invoke the militia or U.S. armed forces to defend the republic. In 10 U.S. Code Section 254, we have a proclamation to disperse. It explains, whenever the president considers it necessary to use the militia or the armed forces under this chapter, he shall, by proclamation, immediately order the insurgents to disperse and retire peaceably to their abodes within a limited time, which, of course, he did yesterday with his statement, not this, but the earlier. He then boarded Air Force One and flew to a military base in Texas where he could be safe from any kinetic coup attempt in the swamp of Washington, D.C. It now appears he's likely preparing to invoke the Insurrection Act or another form of military authority to conduct mass arrest of the traitors who have betrayed this nation, which now includes Vice President Pence, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, and many others, including the more obvious case of Nancy Pelosi. Understand, Trump didn't know for sure who the traitors were until about 3 a.m. following the review of the electoral vote, because that's when the final votes came down in Congress. Naturally, every single Democrat was confirmed as a traitor, but most members of the Republican Party also joined in. Most Americans would never have believed that Mike Pence, an evangelical Christian, would have betrayed the nation at its most crucial moment. Linwood's statements now about Mike Pence being linked to pedophilia, Jeffrey Epstein, and child trafficking operations suddenly make sense to anyone paying attention. Pence was controlled opposition from the very start and appears to have been the source of the leaks from the White House over the last 4 years, where globalists have had Pence over a barrel from day one. Now, Robert David Steele had a fascinating interview with Charlie Ward and a fellow named Parks, Simon Parks, which I want to share with you.
I think are particularly relevant to understanding three questions I'm going to ask each of you in a rapid-fire round. The three questions are, what happened yesterday? What's going to happen between now and the 28th? You get 3 minutes each for each of those. And then I'm going to ask you a third question, one-word answer, who will be inaugurated on the 29th? Charlie Ward, you go first. What happened yesterday?
What happened yesterday was one of the most beautifully planned traps you could ever imagine. It was set on purpose for a number of reasons. They needed certain parts of the puzzle because there was a change in the dynamic. They knew that the corruption had been funded by Soros, Gates, Obama, by a number of people that were corrupt. They knew the Clinton Foundation. They knew where it was, but they actually wanted to find out exactly where it came from. And it turns out it had come from none other than the Vatican. So they set the trap for this beautifully, but they wanted to find the trail of it. And I'm sort of half stealing Simon's thunder because he confirmed what I was going to say anyway. And what I'll do is I'll let Simon go on to that part because he knows the full detail. But the trap was set, they fell into it. The other trap that was set yesterday, which was an absolute peach, was when they stormed Capitol Hill. When they went in there, of course, all of Trump's supporters were peaceful. And they were pushing, but there was a group of Antifa people that came in there. But also there was a group of very active Trump supporters that, whilst in the building, managed to seize a number of laptops from within the building, which have a boatload of evidence. Nancy Pelosi was in such a hurry, she left hers behind. There's a very grateful Donald Trump right now, along with his team, that have got about a dozen laptops that were just left on the desk.
That's amazing. Let's stop there. I will interject one thing. I heard from a source that the George Soros raid on the Bank of England was a contrived black operation intended to fully fund Soros as an agent of the crown in the color revolutions and cultural Marxism. So not only do I consider George Soros a traitor to the United States of America, but I consider the United Kingdom to be directly behind all of this at the highest levels. And Simon and I have agreed that 90% of everybody in MI6, and I love him to death, is a good person trapped in a bad system. All right, Simon, 3 minutes to you. What happened yesterday? And if you can condense your 27-minute thing in 3 minutes, that's great, because I have honored it by making it the top item in today's post.
Right, fine. 3 minutes. The important point I remember was that the same team that erected in California over a major road in California a massive signpost saying Trump, the same team that constructed a wooden cross and carried that across. So there were special operations teams, as Charlie says, that were put in there not to cause violence, but to seek to gain information, because these laptops that the Dems have are given to them, and they are all the same. They're all the same with their own code number in them. That was what that was. And in fact, even on Nancy Pelosi's office door, there was writing scrawled on there. So there was a lot of distraction there. I'm not 100% sure myself that those people who were killed were killed, and whether they were, whether it was a black hat operation or a white operation. There's a lot going on. The whole problem on Christmas Day was the understanding that the Italian government, using a number of satellites named after Leonardo da Vinci, but were leased or unleased to the Vatican. So in other words, they come under the umbrella of Italy, but they're really run by the Vatican. This was the method by which encrypted information in real time was moving stuff across the globe. That's how they did it. And the difficulty is that Italy is a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, for people who are not understanding it, it's almost impossible to conceive of an ally doing this. So it changed the game completely. If it was Russia or China, it doesn't matter. But this is a government that the Italian government could fall. This could bring them down. It's also to do with the banking and that. So everything Charlie said, I totally agree with. And the operation last night also, actually, I would just add, Charlie, every legal option had to be tried, every legal thing, so that nobody could turn around and say to Trump, well, you didn't do this or you didn't do that. And what I know that Trump then went to Texas to one of the command posts, and I can tell you that, what time is it now? 5 o'clock our time. For the last 5 or 6 hours, there has been an incommunicado meeting in that base to decide what's going to happen.
That leads to the next question, but let me also interject. Charlie's won his bet. At 1 o'clock, I'm interviewing Cynthia McKinney to discuss this having been a NATO Gladio covert operation, fully funded by the United Kingdom and with the complicity of Germany and France. This is a huge, huge thing. And the military industrial complex is the one using NATO as a front to take down the president. At least that's what I think Cynthia is going to say. All right, here's my second question. This time we'll reverse it and we'll ask Simon to answer first in 3 minutes. What's going to happen between now and the 20th of January?
If the people, the same people that convinced Trump to stand as president, if they are as good as their word and they don't betray him, then there will be an executive order, there will be martial law, there will be arrests, and President Trump will be reset for another 4 years. I did that within 3 minutes.
Yes, you did. And I tell people, let me say to everybody, I worship these two guys in a manly way. And you absolutely should be following them, and you should also be embedding their BitChutes, not their YouTubes, because the YouTubes are going to go gray one day. The BitChute, where the CEO is my personal friend, we may build Web 3.0 around BitChute. If people are looking for a place to invest money, that's the place to go. So, Charlie, then last word to you. Simon has revealed his answer to my third question. So the last 3 minutes to you, and then we'll close.
Well, very, very simply, Donald Trump has four aces in his pack. and he still has most of his pitch cards that he hasn't played. He hasn't needed to. And when I talk about the four aces in his pack, he's got the Insurrection Act, if he needs it. He's got the military. He's also got, what people have overlooked, is the fact that the war was started, which is a biological warfare. That's a crime against humanity. So he has got many, many things, routes that he could go. That's why he's taking time out today with his team to work out which is the best way. And he'll be sat with his team. He's probably got four or five or six options of ace cards on his in his hand, and he doesn't know quite which one to play. And he's torturing them. The one thing that will become public knowledge that has not yet become public knowledge is the amount of blackmail involved with the politicians who've been blackmailed with paedophilia and crimes against humanity. That's something that will come out in the next 20 days, within the next 20 days, because there are people there that probably want to do the right thing but haven't got the bottle to, or the bollocks to, for the want of a better word.
Let me just point out to you guys that we just published book number 4 in the Pedophilia and Empire, Satan, Sodomy, and the Deep State series. It's all free online at pedoempire.org with a tag cloud that names names. And yep. Volume 4, which was published today by design, is about North America.
Yeah.
I never planned it this way, but this is one of the president's aces. We're going to make a movie. Let me end by just saying God bless both of you. I think the world is a better place for having you both in it, and I'm honored to know you.
Now, that was a wonderful report of yesterday, where I'm very pleased to invite Danny's comments about what we've just been hearing, and where Lynn Wood has been reporting that the Chief Justice appears to be subject to blackmail himself for having adopted 2 children from Wales with the assistance of Jeffrey Epstein. He adds Jeffrey Epstein knows a lot about pedophilia, and wouldn't it be something if Jeffrey Epstein were still alive and subsequently confirmed that Jeffrey Epstein is still alive, which may explain why the Chief Justice was so adamant in rejecting the Texas complaint to the Supreme Court, which would have allowed for a peaceable adjudication of these issues in a timely fashion. So the Chief Justice also goes on the list of traitors to the United States. Danny, your thought.
Hello, Dr. Metzer. Can you hear me okay?
Fine. Yes, Danny.
Yeah, where to start? You know, I'm really glad you played that video and audio of the Capitol. I want to put out that there's reports coming out right now that law enforcement is starting to confirm that it was indeed Antifa that stormed the Capitol, was not Trump supporters. So that is starting to come out right now. So we'll get more on that as that breaks. That report that Robert David Steele was very, very powerful with Simon and
Charlie Ward.
Charlie. And, you know, the information they broke about the laptops and whose possession they might be in right now was really something. But obviously they have a handle on what's going on. News is breaking so fast and furious right now, sir. It's almost hard to keep up.
Oh, Danny, you're 100% correct. So that today we're really just scratching the surface. Now, the whole business about Italy is pretty bizarre, but it has received independent confirmation. Meanwhile, the media, the social media giants, are moving massively to suppress any information about the raid, the involvement of Antifa, and the like. Here's one of the latest reports. Facebook to ban and remove photos and videos from Capitol protest, content labeled as the promotion of criminal activity. Several big companies are censoring the president on the social media. But notice that's just a flimsy excuse so people can actually look at the evidence as to what actually happened at the Capitol and discover that, as a matter of fact, it was completely different than the social media and the mainstream have reported, where Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube have deleted videos from President Trump addressing the Capitol chaos, where he instructed his supporters to go home and declared that we have to have peace. He also continues to press the narrative that the election was stolen. Here's a report now from the Daily Mail in the UK. YouTube threatens to ban any channels posting voter fraud claims as big tech tries to damp down conspiracy theories after Capitol riot. That's, of course, because it was a conspiracy. What could be more obvious than that this was a conspiracy? The four or five of those states all shut down their count at exactly the same time so that they could adjust the vote to put Biden ahead and then fix the algorithm so Biden would maintain a narrow edge over Trump thereafter to guarantee he would come out the winner, like 50.5% versus 49.5%. Those Dominion machines are highly versatile in the way they can enable elections to be stolen. The implementation, the Daily Mail continues, of the strike system from YouTube comes as President Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts were locked until at least January 20th. YouTube rules now outlaw content that advances false claims that widespread fraud, errors, and glitches change the outcome of the U.S. election, except none of those claims are false. Virtually all of them are true and have been thoroughly documented. Just take a look, even if you want, at the Texas lawsuit, which is beautifully summarized in a wonderful article on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. Starting today, any channels posting new videos with false claims and violations of our policy will be given a strike. Channels that are given strikes are temporarily suspended. Channels that receive three strikes in the same 90-day period will be permanently removed from YouTube, where Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg has accused Trump of using the platform to incite violent insurrection against a democratically elected government. Except as we are learning, Trump had nothing to do with that. That was Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law leading the charge. And it appears to have been Mike Pence, chief of staff, who fired blanks at the woman answering to the window.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Hey, anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet. Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look. Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host with Annie Cirrus, joining me today. I'm delighted to have him here. Just to extend a few comments about the social media banning, it turns out that Mark Zuckerberg has shared a statement confirming that Trump accounts will be suspended until the end of his time in office, explaining the reasoning. Zuckerberg said, "Over the last several years, we've allowed President Trump to use our platform consistent with our own rules, at times removing content or labeling his posts when they violate our policy. Meanwhile, Facebook has deleted a 1.7 million member group, Joe Biden is not my president, without any warning or explanation." And it's striking that it seems to me that their suppression of discussion of the voter fraud and so forth plays right into the president's hands, because it was a condition of the executive order he signed on 12 September 2018 about the powers he would acquire to deal with foreign interference in an American election, where Dominion voting machines are based in Canada and where Seidel, the tabulating service, is based in Spain. That, in fact, it includes clauses for those who aid and abet the theft of the election, which now appears to include all of the social media giants. Let me add one further thought. It's an interesting and curious development that the Vatican or Italy would have any role to play here. I'm more suspicious of Italy than I am of the Vatican for the following reason. Trump has had NATO nations contribute their fair share to the defense of Europe rather than the United States having to carry the burden alone. Trump is reducing U.S. military troop commitments to Germany and elsewhere in the world. NATO is an aggressive organization that's conducted many false flags around Europe, as Ole Domegaard has attested. So it appears that they are engaged in one more, including, the theft of the election, which is stunning and fascinating, and is what led to a reconsideration by the Trump team when they discovered Italy was involved. That meant they had to rethink how they were going to approach this. But so far as I can tell, heretofore, everything is proceeding in accordance with Trump's agenda about managing this crisis. Danny, your thoughts?
Well, that's quite a bit to talk about, Dr. Fetzer. You know, the censorship we're seeing is at an all-time high. I'm noticing YouTube videos and YouTube channels that are breaking any evidence whatsoever on the subject being taken down, whether it's on the fake raid of the Capitol, exposing the crisis actors. I'm starting to call them crisis actors, the Antifa mixed in, those videos are being taken down. I'm seeing censorship on Facebook immediately being taken down. We're seeing our own president being censored and having his tweets locked up and or taken down. It's quite an amazing development that's going on. And I don't know if we're going to get to it, but I'd also like to point out the DNI report that came out just after the certification now that's showing that there was foreign interference in our election. The fact that, you know, NATO's involved with and Italy who got involved and we have somebody that has come out now and admitted that they turned the vote from Donald Trump to Biden, and it has affected as many as 17 states, sir, is just over the top. News is breaking so fast, and social media is at an all-time high, trying to delete all of it and keep the American people from finding out the details that are taking place.
Danny, you're 100% correct. The DNI report was delivered to Congress right after certification, where Trump supporters actually were filmed disarming Antifa during the, you know, attack on the community, on the Capitol. Transparent timing, intelligence community assessment on foreign interference in 2020 elections submitted to Congress hours after the electoral certification. It turns out the report includes that analysts within the intelligence community were downplaying China's involvement in their meddling effort because the analysts themselves disagreed with the Trump administration policies. Now, this is rather fascinating, Danny. It's very parallel to the alleged impeachment over the Ukrainian phone call, where the three key witnesses all acknowledged that there was nothing illegal about the phone call, but that their differences were with the president over policy, which, of course, is ridiculous because the Constitution invests the president with virtually complete control over U.S. foreign policy with the advice and consent of the Senate, of course. It turns out that the former Republican congressman from Texas signed a three-page unclassified letter Thursday in which he contended, from my unique vantage point as the individual who consumes all of the government's most sensitive intelligence on the people of People's Republic of China, I do not believe the majority view expressed by the intelligence community analysts fully and accurately reflects the scope of the Chinese government's efforts to influence the 2020 U.S. federal election. Radcliffe added, which includes revelations about the politicalization of China's election influence and of undue pressure being brought to bear on analysts who offered an alternative point of view. Hence, politicalization problems exist in the agency's assessments on foreign influence, including analysts who held back information about Chinese meddling efforts because they disagreed with the Trump administration's policy, and they would have looked as though Trump had it right, which, of course, we found again and again and again. A senior intelligence official added that inside the intelligence community, we're going to have to wrestle with the issues outlined in this report and the revelation that our own internal umpire basically said Radcliffe was right and some of our career people, even CIA management, were politicizing China intelligence. This, of course, comes 4 years after an assessment on Russian meddling in the 2016 election, which is still contested, and where the backdrop of the debate is laden with rising concerns about China's influence over U.S. lawmakers, where it appears, for example, that Joe Biden himself is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. In his letter, Radcliffe said, it's clear to me different groups of analysts who focus on election threats from different countries are using different terminology to communicate the same malign actions, and similar actions by Russia and China are assessed and communicated to policymakers differently, potentially leading to the false impression Russia sought to influence the election, but China did not. In fact, I think it's overwhelmingly evident that China was the player here, not Russia. We've gone through it all. A source familiar with the process of creating the 2020 assessment reported that a reason for a delay in submitting the assessment to Congress, in addition to internal debates, was a desire to get past Wednesday to ensure the report was not exploited for political reasons during the debate over the Electoral College votes counted by Congress. The source cite concerns about how politicians, such as outspoken Trump critics, like House Intel Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, might exploit the report, but also sought to avoid allowing conspiracy theorists, who, Danny, we know are right again and again and ought to be regarded as conspiracy realists because the others are conspiracy denialists, when the evidence is overwhelming, whether it's with regard to COVID or with regard to stealing the election or with regard to the Great Reset in progress, such as Trump-aligned lawyers Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood making what the report claims were mistaken claims that would make their way to Trump for him to latch on as he refused to concede. This is pretty good stuff on the whole, Danny. Your thoughts?
Well, it's a stunning report, Dr. Fetzer. When I saw it, I was taken back as I read through it. And I really find the timing of the dropping of this report very interesting. I can only imagine what those crooked members inside that chamber are thinking now that this came down, because this is just further proof, sir, that Trump has been right all the time. It's further proof a lot of these officials have been right, that we have massive fraud. And what's chilling is all the different countries that are in on this. It's not China. There's other countries that are in here that are trying to hijack our election. They're trying to overthrow the president of the United States by certifying fraud and being part of it. I can only wonder what they're talking about right now. And I hope the American people latch on to this very quickly.
Oh, Danny, I think you're completely correct. Ratcliffe contended the majority view expressed in this intelligence community assessment with regard to China's actions to influence the election falls short of the mark, and that alternative viewpoints on China's election interference efforts have not been appropriately tolerated. I think he really meant elaborated. He said the yet classified analysis gives a false impression that the National Intelligence Officer for Cyber is the only analyst who holds a minority view on China, and that placing the National Intelligence Cyber on a metaphorical island by attaching his name alone to the minority view is a testament to both his courage and the effectiveness of the institutional pressures brought to bear on others who agree with him. And they draw a parallel with what we had, the situation we had with regard to Cuba in 1962, when a national intelligence estimate stated the Soviet Union was unlikely to place missiles in Cuba, when then CIA Director John McCorn forcefully disagreed with the analysts and ordered U-2 reconnaissance flights, which discovered missiles had in fact already been deployed. In that same spirit, Ratcliffe's ad concludes, I'm adding my voice in support of the stated minority view, based on all available sources of intelligence with definitions consistently applied and reached independent of political consideration or undue pressure, that the People's Republic of China sought to influence the 2020 U.S. elections. This is pretty fascinating, Danny, because we know that the Biden crime family has been so deeply involved in corrupt business interactions with China, where Hunter was selling off his father for influence. I mean, in my opinion, this makes the Democratic Party and its representatives appear to be not just liars and fabricators and prevaricators, but corrupt to the max and willing to betray the Constitution and democracy for the sake of political power. Your thoughts?
Well, they're committing political treason, sir. They're not only, it was well said, you said they were liars. I mean, they're just fabricating evidence to try and oust President Trump. It's obvious. And, you know, why are they doing this is a good question. Why are they going to such extent to lie and try to cover up all the evidence that's out to get Joe Biden in office? why are they doing that? What's going on? What is their motivation for doing this? That's something that definitely needs to be talked about. But the, you know, the information that's breaking, sir, is so stunning. And I can only hope that the American people are watching all of this as it breaks and they're catching on, and that Congress, these members of Congress, are thinking twice about what they're trying to do, and that they change their mind and halt this process.
Well, Danny, I don't think it's any secret as to why the Democrats are having to cheat and steal. They could not have won a legitimate election against Donald Trump. Even Biden, and this appears to be the fake Biden, the body double they introduced at the first debate with Donald Trump, because the real guy is suffering from dementia, and because his anti-dementia medication leads to incontinence, so that when they couldn't get a break after each 30 minutes, that would enable them to change his diaper, that they went with plan B and put him out there, and now they're stuck with him. But it's very clear it's not the same person. Ears are just as distinctive as fingerprints, for example. Not only does this guy have brown eyes when Joe Biden had blue, not only does this guy have a greater cleft in his chin than Joe Biden had, not only does he have a different shape of skull and appears to be younger and clearly cognitively more competent, but his ears directly connect to the skin of his face, whereas Biden's turn upward, so he has a pendant earlobe. These are obviously not the same person, Danny. And I would like to see that point, which I've been making so often here and in other contexts, become a part of the public discussion. Because once it's revealed that the Democratic Party ran a fake candidate for president, that invalidates their whole contest and gives the electoral victory to Trump by default. But Danny, just to review the bidding, you can go back to December of 2019. When Rasmussen was already reporting that up to 40% of black likely voters were going to vote for Trump, similarly with Latinos who were supporting Trump massively, unless the Democratic Party gets 90 to 95% of the black vote, it can't win elections anywhere. They knew they were going to a massive defeat. I don't think they quite anticipated it would be by a margin of 50 million votes, as appears to be the case, where Trump seem to have garnered 73 or 74 million legitimate votes, Biden only 23 or 24 million. So they had to manufacture or fabricate over 50 million votes in order to steal the election. And where there's a similar parallel in disparity of followers on their Twitter account, where Trump has over 90 million, Biden 19. So you can see the whole idea that they could have legitimately won the election is an absurdity on its face. Danny.
Well, yes, I agree with that, wholeheartedly, Dr. Fetzer. You know, that the I've looked at that report in detail about the Biden body double. And, you know, if you're not an expert in that, I would encourage the listeners to take a look at that. I believe it's on your blog. It's in a few other publications where you can see clearly in the photos that they're using two different people. It's obviously not him. You can't change your eyes. You can't change your chin. You can't change your ears. It's quite amazing. You know, some of the revelations that you have in that report about how he acts around his wife now, when it's the fake Joe Biden or the body double versus the real Joe Biden. That's also quite telling in the whole story. But anybody that looks at those photos legitimately can see it's not him. So, I mean, are they trying to force a Manchurian type of candidate on the American people, a puppet, somebody they can control? People really need to understand what's going on, that this isn't even the real Joe Biden. This process needs to be halted. They're trying to commit treason on the American people. They've done that. They're trying to oust the real duly elected president, which was Trump, with all this fraud. And we need to wake up fast. And I hope Congress, with all this evidence that's breaking, is thinking twice about what they're attempting to do.
Oh, Danny, you're completely right. Yes, the blog at jamesfetzer.org is entitled The Real Joe Biden Versus the Actor Joe Biden. You'll see the evidence laid out there. I think, as you observe, it doesn't leave any doubt about it. But I think they are all in, Danny, that Trump has so much evidence against these Democrats that they can be prosecuted for capital crimes that they're desperately trying to save their own necks. And therefore, they are as motivated as they could be. And they do not now and never have given a damn about the American people. For them, it's all about political control and promoting their own agenda of corruption, which is why, of course, the social media giants have signed on with them, because Trump wants to force them to return to the role of a neutral platform analogous to a library, where everyone is able to publish their own blogs or their own videos free from censorship, unless, of course, they violated some constraint. But that wouldn't even be pornography, because we have a massive amount of pornography. In fact, I've been told half of internet usage is to watch pornography. So obviously that's not being banned, though it is being regulated and censored to those who are 18 years or older. Good luck with that. But because he wants to reject this Condition 230 of the Internet Communications and Decency Act that gives them freedom from liability, because their massive censorship has altered their character completely. So now they're like publishers deciding what we can see, what we can read. Amazon falls into the same category, where they've been banning books right and left. It's absolutely stunning. And of course, where there are all the big companies, the military industrial companies, not so much the armed forces themselves per se, but the big manufacturers want wars. Well, Trump has been winding down wars. He's negotiated peace agreements, even in the Middle East. This is an absolutely stunning accomplishment for which he's given no recognition or acknowledgement in the press in their ongoing efforts to demonize him. This guy has made his occasional mistakes, for example, taking out Soleimani, General Qasem Soleimani, outside of an airport in Baghdad in a missile strike was a colossal blunder, in my judgment. Soleimani was not only a great general who engineered the defeat of Israel in its invasion of Lebanon against Hezbollah using disparate forces, but was a diplomat par excellence who was anticipated to become a future president of Iran. Taking him out was a colossal blunder. He has made others, especially in relation to Israel. But on the whole, he has done great benefit for the American people. And unlike any other prominent American politician, Danny, he cares about the people, and therefore the people care about him. I have, in my lifetime, only seen this degree of affection toward a president by the American people since John F. Kennedy occupied the office.
Well, Kennedy was before my time, sir. It would have been Reagan. And, you know, I'd just like to say I've never seen it ever. The patriotism that's out there for Trump is at an all-time high. We saw that at the rallies in D.C. I just know with my own friends and family what's going on. You know, it's an amazing time that we're in. What we're seeing with the level of corruption that's bubbling to the surface is coming out everywhere. You talk about a dam that's bursting at the seams. There's just not enough thumbs and fingers to put into the dike here. They're trying to get Biden over the goalpost to save them from going to jail. It's obvious what's going on. The question is, sir, what's going to happen next? What is Congress going to do? Are they going to call a special session and go over this new evidence, the DNI report? You know, particularly, are they going to go over the fraud report that's breaking out of Italy, that where the gentleman has actually come forward? And I don't know if we're going to cover that today, but he actually has come forward and admitted that he had swapped votes directly. He'd swapped votes directly from Trump. He took them from Trump and moved them over to Biden. And his conscience got to him, and he obviously came forward. And now he's telling the world what he did. I mean, what are we waiting for here, sir?
Danny, you're 100% sworn affidavit, ex-head of Italian defense contractor. Leonardo admits to switching votes via satellite in 2020 through presidential election through Dominion servers in Frankfurt, Germany. Fascinating stuff. Anyone who'd like to call in with questions and comments for me and Danny, you know the number, 540-352-4452. We'll be here waiting for your call. Meanwhile, Danny, you raised such excellent points, and it's truly fascinating that we would have the Italian government, of all things, these contractors and so forth, interfering with an American election. Why the Vatican would have anything to do with this is beyond me, because Trump has been a very strong advocate of the pro-life position. One would think that would earn him the support of the Vatican and even of the Catholic community generally, which, of course, is very strongly pro-life. So I find it puzzling that there should be Vatican involvement. But as one expert observed to me, this is a case where you have a multiplicity of sponsors of getting the election away from Donald Trump. In the case of JFK, it involved the CIA, the Joint Chiefs, the Mafia, the Eastern establishment surrounding the Fed, Israel, the Texas oilmen and the anti-Castro Cubans. I think here you have a similar alignment of forces against him, where the CIA obviously is upset. John Brennan had a major role to play here. You got the Democrats who lost to him, like Hillary Clinton, playing a major role. He has tucked the Fed inside the Treasury. That's going to embolden or inflame the Eastern establishment. I think we have a very similar alignment of sponsors against Donald Trump, where he's heroically fighting a battle of David versus Goliath. But if what we're reporting is correct, it looks as though David is going to beat Goliath once again. Call in for me and Danny. Mitchell will be standing by, 503-352-4452.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting "This is a drill, this is a drill" on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution, Revolution. Radio!
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, Danny, we've been hearing a lot of talk about impeaching Trump or using the 25th Amendment to take him out, where the 25th Amendment would require Vice President Pence to assemble the heads of the cabinets, of whom there are 15, and to declare that the president is incapable of carrying on his duties, which would be have the consequence of elevating the vice president to the role of the president. It's unlikely that it would work, however, because so many of those who are in those cabinet positions are Trump loyalists, and where this Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of Transportation, Chow, who's a Chinese woman who happens to be married to the majority leader of the United States Senate, which in my opinion raises a massive conflict of interest because I understand she is genetically or by marriage related to the president of China, I think Mitch McConnell has to come under serious scrutiny. But where Vice President Pence has been stated, two advisors have stated, Vice President Mike Pence opposes using the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from power, according to reports from Business Insider and the New York Times. So I don't think it would have worked anyway. I think Pence knows better, but Pence himself, in my opinion, is in very deep water here because he has participated in this effort to destroy the government of the United States by improper means. I'm pleased to say we've been joined by Giuseppe. Please give us your thoughts, Giuseppe. I'm delighted you're here.
Well, Professor, great first hour with Danny and yourself, really drilling into what's going on. But I mean, to me, for the last year, we've been under an absolute assault, like fifth generation warfare from these globalist parasites with the scamdemic and now this deadly, poisonous, unproven, untested, genetically modifying injection. It can't even call it a vaccine. It's so far beyond that where it tries to rewrite how your very immune system produces antibody proteins, and what could go wrong with that? And the level of control and outright outright gaslighting of the traitorous mass media and every which way you look, this is all part of the same assault by this handful of dark, utterly evil globalists. And yesterday in your Need to Know show, you shared that article, which was just brilliant, from Global Research, that really lays it out. That's the real war. And to me, the reason we're losing it is because the average person, even the patriotic average person, doesn't understand that the enemy plays by no rules other than what it takes to win. Machiavellian. They'll kill someone. They don't believe in any of the laws. And yet the people that we're talking about, like the Sidney Powells, the Lynn Woods, are trying to do this through the very system of law that the enemy spits upon. So how can we possibly win against this enemy unless we fight them on their terms?
Well, it appears to me, as Simon Parks and Charlie Ward were observing, but Simon Parks in particular, that if the same people who wanted Donald Trump to run for the presidency continue to back him today, because that turns out to be prominent members of the American military, then he can use the military to clean house. And Giuseppe, it seems to me that is by far the most probable scenario to play out. So if they know what they're talking about, and I, for one, am inclined to believe that they do, then there's an agenda here where, even going through the process of allowing the Dominion machines and the same officials to steal the election with for the two senators, my impression is that Trump needed that to happen so he could share the theft of the election in real time with the Joint Chiefs, so they could see for themselves how the Democrats were stealing the elections, because some have expressed apprehension that the military should become involved, when obviously the military has an obligation to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. An oath I myself took as a Marine Corps officer, in which I adhere to this very day. So, and where they had to let the process continue through the recertification, where, remember, just when evidence was being presented and a rather good argument was being placed before the assembled members, the assault on the Capitol took place as a massive distraction. It was intended to disrupt the discussion and debate, but also to smear Trump supporters, and where gladly more and more evidence is coming out that this was led by Antifa and Black Lives Matter members, and even Nancy Pelosi's very own son-in-law, but where you can see Twitter and Facebook are clamping down. They won't allow that information to reach the American people, on the ground that any coverage of what happened at the Capitol is promoting criminal activity. In other words, they'll just make up a reason to benefit their own political position and stance, however much to the detriment of the American people being properly informed, and where I think they are further disgracing themselves and demonstrating why their leaders, Zuckerberg and the others, actually need to be arrested and prosecuted to the full extent of the law for their aiding and abetting the theft of the election, which is a power given to the president under his executive order of 12 September 2018. Danny, your thoughts?
Well, I think your caller, sir, hit the nail on the head on all the topics he brought up. I mean, where do we go? He brought up a kind of a broad range of different things, but I agree with what you just said. I think this is going to come down to the military. I was hoping it would not. I was hoping that Congress would come to their senses and take a look at all the evidence that we can all clearly see. It's all over the web. Facebook and Twitter are doing their best to keep the people from finding out. But, you know, the storming of the Capitol building was obviously fake. We can see the characters. We have their pictures. We've identified the people that did it. We know it, now it's starting to look like the person that was shot, as we analyzed that video, sir. It's starting to look more and more like it wasn't real. It's looking like a false flag. It doesn't look like a real shooting. There's several angles of the video out now. The blood doesn't look real. There's just too many things going on that looks like that those were crisis actors. what was the point of that? You know, why did they need that distraction? What's going on? Well, we know what's going on. This is just a furtherance of trying to hijack our government by the deep state. You know, ultimately, who's behind it? You know, the members of the Fed, the people that print the money, whatever. But it's quite a quandary that we're in. And I do believe in the military. And I think it is going to come down to some sort of a military insurrection act. Trump is going to be left with no other choice but to get the military involved, make some arrests, and halt this nonsense. I mean, we only have a few weeks left. We're getting close. Something has to be done very quickly.
Well, what Simon Parks and Charlie Ward were emphasizing is that he had an obligation to exhaust every possible legal remedy here, up to and including the process of going through Congress to certify the vote, when the evidence that it was stolen was simply overwhelming. Giuseppe, your further thoughts?
I don't know. I've seen multiple instances where the military spokespeople have said the military is not getting involved in this. So I don't, especially when yesterday would have been the time for the military who, you know, there is something called the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency. If they were loyal to the Constitution, they would have understood what was being done by this this false flag operation to storm the Capitol and further tar and feather the decent white people of the United States. This is Charlottesville 2.0, but on steroids, because now you've got the lying mockingbird globalist media claiming these people are terrorists. They're insane. They're, you know, so it just keeps getting worse.
Well, Giuseppe, I mean, you make a good point about timing, you know, and look, I hope I'm not whistling in the dark, because, I mean, the evidence is so simply overwhelming. Here's a nice piece, by the way, I want to share about how we had months of violent rioting nationwide. We're ignored for the sake of making a mountain out of this relatively modest involvement that was contrived by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Listen to this.
The destruction of personal property, livelihoods lost, murders, looting. In fact, those on the left didn't even do what President Trump did. Ask people to stop and go home.
You have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt.
The president sincerely wanted the violence to stop. He asked people to remain peaceful. But I need to remind you of how the left acts. This is what we got during the height of the Antifa BLM riots.
They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. And that's, they're not, this is a movement. Everyone beware. They're not going to let up, and they should not. And we should not.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Did you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station? You get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
Again. Let me be very clear here. I don't condone what happened inside the people's house.
I do.
Yeah, well, what we have going on there is a comparison of what happened with Antifa Black Lives, who are rioting, looting, arson. And here's Nancy Pelosi saying she doesn't understand why there aren't uprisings all over the country. But, of course, that's just a reflection on the hypocrisy involved here. I just have an email from Art Olivier. He's an expert on 9/11. He was one of my speakers at the False Flag Conspiracies 2020 conference. He writes the following. What's in Merkley's laptop? Jim, the protesters who initially breached the Capitol seem to be paid provocateurs, actually Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and Nancy Pelosi's son-in-law, all for political to steer Trump. The scene inside the Merkley office looks staged with a big Trump flag as a calling card. Kind of reminds me of the passport of the 9/11 terrorists left in convenient locations, one, you know, near the Twin Towers, when it ought to have been burned to a crisp. Since Merkley is one of the most anti-Trumpers in the Senate, it would make a good story that the nefarious plot to steal the 2020 election is in his laptop. The plot could be turned over to military leaders who in turn keep Biden from taking the oath of office. So I think that's a very thoughtful commentary. But Giuseppe, we all want something to happen. We all want this to be clarified. We all want the white hats to triumph over the black. Your further thoughts?
Well, Jim, I'll tell you what's going to happen is in 2 weeks, the illegitimate puppet Joe Biden is going to be installed as the 46th president of the United States. And, you know, there are no white hats. If there were, they would have acted far before now. For 4 years, Donald Trump has received all these traitorous assaults by dual citizen subhumans like Charles Schumer, like Jerry Nadler, like Adam Schiff, loyal to the terrorist state of Israel, not loyal to America, constantly trying to undermine and tar and feather his presidency. Remember, when Trump came in, he wanted to work out a functional relationship with Putin, which would have been great for both countries to de-escalate. But the globalists want Russia as one of the boogeymen. He wanted to have an independent commission to investigate vaccine run by Robert Kennedy Jr., and then that was sabotaged by the globalist traitor Bill Gates. So every which way Trump came in, he wanted to deliver to his constituency, and it's been constantly blocked by this malignancy of dual citizen globalist traitors. And so now all of a sudden, after 4 years of this, all of a sudden the military is going to step in. I just, if they would have by now, you know, all this white hat, oh, they have to exhaust every legal option. I mean, it's just, there's no indication in any way that anything's going to happen. And yet the military, since this election was stolen, is saying, we're keeping out of it. We're keeping out of it. So now all of a sudden they're going to jump in. It's just not going to happen.
Giuseppe, is there any possibility the military could have been declaring that to give a false sense of security to those who are seeking to overthrow the government of the United States, so they would enjoy the false belief that the military would not step in under any circumstances, where the amount of evidence available now is overwhelmingly greater than in the past? Is that a possibility?
Of course. It's a
I'm saying, is it a possibility, Giuseppe?
No, I just said, of course, it's a possibility, but
okay.
Okay,
thank you, thank you. I want to bring in Paul, who's standing by, to arbitrate this considerable difference in opinion, and then I'll come back to Danny. Paul, give us your thought.
That's a good one. I'm an arbitrator now. Okay. Listen, Jim, you know I love you, but I'm sorry. I got to call it here, okay? The bottom line is we've all heard it for far too long, right? Steve Pachinik and the watermark ballots, the X-22 report, QAnon, the white hats. It's all nonsense. I don't believe any of it. I'm sorry. I don't. It's kind of like, all right, it's like, okay, Doug Flutie's going to throw a Hail Mary pass and win the game. Okay, great. When it happens, I'll jump up and down and believe it. At this point, if Trump holds up the severed head of somebody and says, we are winning, we are taking action, okay, we're going to take this country back, I'll believe it. Show me the scalp of someone, okay?
Okay. Clearly, you and Giuseppe are of the same mind. Let me bring in Danny. Danny, your thoughts here.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm thinking it is important. I mean, take a look at how this the facts that have been coming out are awakening the American people. You know, everyone around is shocked at seeing the developments coming out people are waking up faster and faster. Of course, your callers are on top of, you know, many events that they brought up. But, you know, the average person walking down the street trying to earn a living through this COVID stuff, you know, there's a lot of people, your neighbors, what have you, that don't quite understand. They're still watching the Mockingbird media. And more people have woken up to this. And as far as the military acting, well, sometimes it might take an executive order. It might take a cue from the president. And that's why I honestly believe we're going to see an executive action from Trump. We might see him use the Insurrection Act or the executive order to cue the military. You know, Trump is obviously giving them every single chance to come clean with what's going on.
Oh my God.
Exhausting all of the remedies.
Paul,
but I'm not sure.
All right. I'm holding.
Paul, I'll take you off if you don't be respectful.
Okay.
I just don't believe it. Believe it's over. I don't think that. I don't know what's going to happen in a few weeks. I can't predict exactly. I don't have a crystal ball, but I believe that Trump is waiting for the right moment. I think it's coming. I think we're going to see some sort of an executive action from Trump on this. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Yes, well, it's clear we have a division of the House, Giuseppe and Paul on one side, Danny and me on the other. It's obviously an empirically testable proposition as to what happens between now and 20 January. But I, of course, agree with Danny, with Charlie Ward, with Simon Parks, that Trump had to go through all the legal steps necessary so he couldn't be countermanded in a court of law. Even though, obviously, the judicial system is so corrupt that even the Chief Justice of the United States is himself a traitor to America. I find this situation disgusting beyond belief. Giuseppe.
Hey, Jim. No, I got a question for you, Jim. Okay. All these legal remedies that Trump's supposed to be exhausting and this court of law that you just mentioned, all right, and the people waking up, you know, it just makes me, you know, think about various things in history, such as where was all of this when those German POWs were starving to death in open-air pens at the end of World War II, okay? Or when we were firebombing Dresden full of refugees from the East, okay? There is no court of law. That's my take. There is no rules.
Paul, I like it. I get it. You and Giuseppe are making powerful arguments. And, of course, you might well be right. You and Giuseppe might both be right. It might all be just a total bullshit that Trump is going to do nothing, that he's going to surrender the country to the communist takeover. This is a classic Bolshevik operation. It's absolutely stunning. Aided and abetted by the social media, by the mainstream, by a very, very powerful forces, including lots of billionaires. And if indeed that comes to pass, then it will be game on. Because I tell you, Americans aren't going to put up with this bullshit, in my opinion. Now, I asked Giuseppe for Giuseppe's opinion, Paul. And if you cannot hold your tongue after all I have done with you, Paul, honest to be. Yes. You always have to get the last word in, don't you, Paul? Giuseppe, you're
ahead. Well, I would love to see some type of that loyalty to the oath that the military took to prevent the attack and subversion of all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we have a lot of domestic enemies right now. Unfortunately, if you look at the highest levels of military leadership, they are all traitors. They are all globalist controlled preening phonies. There's a nickname for years now, the perfumed princes of the Pentagon. I mean, they're all political operatives, and too many of them are more loyal to Israel than they are to our very republic. And so We would first need an insurrection in the military to get rid of those traitors at the highest levels. And so all this is going to happen in 2 weeks. And then, I don't know. I just, especially when what the military is really doing is traitorous in getting involved in Operation Warp Speed with a toxic, poisonous implementation of a deadly vaccine that nobody needs or only stupid people want. And yet they're involved and acting, and that idiot Gus Perna is saying this is our new D-Day and kind of obscene lies like that. That's what I think the military is about. And they're nowhere loyal to the Constitution at all. They're a problem, not a solution.
Would you elaborate on that, Giuseppe? I'm not sure I know whereof you speak.
Okay, so you envision as many people.
In general, this last thing about Pernoff.
Gus Perna is the
Perloff. Do you mean James Perloff?
No, Gustav Perna, Colonel Gustav Perna, the Pentagon spokesman, who's the military head of Operation Warp Speed.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. And okay, I mean, the whole thing with the vaccines, of course, we know is an obscenity. They skip the animal trials. You got people dropping dead right and left. They're even putting out fake crisis actors to replace this nurse, Tiffany, who fainted at 15 minutes after and is reported to be dead. And they bring out a body double, doesn't look even remotely like her, different skin tone, different shape of skull, different eyes. I mean, it's outrageous how blatantly they are rubbing our noses in this.
Correct. So, and my point is that all of this, the great reset, the destruction of the sovereign United States, the destruction of our real economy, the attack with this biological weapon, with these mRNA vaccines, well, they're not even vaccines, they're injections, they're so far beyond a vaccine, and the constant four-year attack on Donald Trump, this is all happening it's the same attack. It's not like, well, this is going on in this arena. It's all the same global arena, and that's where if we had an actual military, they would have figured this out long ago and stepped in, and they're doing nothing.
Thanks, Giuseppe. Let everyone know, I mean, Paul and Giuseppe are making very strong arguments. Danny and I are not so naive as to deny what they're saying, but we differ in our interpretation of what's taking place. If anyone would like to join the conversation, the number 540-352-4452. Mitchell will field your call. Maybe Mitchell will join the conversation after the break, which is upon us. We'll see you on the other side.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science
downloaded to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Two recent reports I've received via email during the break include that Dominion Voting Machines is planning to bring a lawsuit against Sidney Powell for her allegations of the theft of election using Dominion. That would be a one-sided contest. This is clearly just a charade, because Dominion would be faulted for not having brought a lawsuit, very much as the Sandy Hook parents were faulted for not bringing a lawsuit against the school system for protecting the 20 children that were supposed to have died there. They didn't do it then, and Dominion is only doing it now because it's a political embarrassment. In addition, Nancy Pelosi has declared no one is above the law. And I have a very nice report from Michelle Stefanik. As no one is above the law, and there is no statute on murder or treason, as a federal victim witness retaliated against by Obama, Biden, Hillary, Kerry, Rice, Warner, Wexton, and so many others, I press federal charges accordingly. We may see more protests of that nature. Danny, I want to bring you back in your thoughts about the various arguments made by Paul and by Giuseppe and the whole ball of wax, because it's clear that if action isn't taken now, I mean, we have less than 2 weeks before the 20th of January arises, and where Giuseppe's prediction will or will not be fulfilled.
Well, you know, of course, I hope that Giuseppe is wrong. You know, I hope that, you know, something breaks. I believe that Donald Trump is going to take some sort of action. You know, what that action is going to be, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know at this point exactly what he's going to do. But I believe something's going to happen. I do want to comment on what he said about the vaccine. You know, there are many people around the country that have died from taking the vaccine. We have a lot of people that have developed complications from the vaccine. And, you know, anybody that gets that vaccine at this point, I believe, is crazy. I have a lot of medical people in my own family that refuse to get the vaccine. They're not going to get it and just stay quiet about it. I don't know why anybody would take it at this point with all the complications around the world showing up about it. I just saw there was a Portuguese nurse that they're trying to censor here in the United States. She just passed away shortly after getting the vaccine. And the censorship is an all-time high. Why are they trying to censor what's going on with people after they have these vaccines? You would think that they would have a little care and concern for people and when they see what's developing with the vaccine, but yet we see the clampdown of censorship trying to cover up the damage the vaccine is causing. You know, that just kind of shapes it. People still care about it whatsoever.
No, Paul, and I'm going to get to you, Paul. Hold your
seat. It's very concerning to me, you know, the side effects that are taking place from this vaccine. But what you said, Dr. Fetzel, what's going to happen between now and the 20th? I just don't know. We just have to wait to see what Donald Trump and what action he actually takes.
Yes. I want to come back to Giuseppe. Your thoughts, Mike.
Giuseppe, you just had him 2 or 3 times.
Paul, listen, you're forfeiting your right to even be here. I'm getting very upset with you. You're interfering all the time. I'm the host. I manage the discussion, not you. If you can't handle that, get the hell off the air. Off the air.
Well, you just had this guest actually say on air.
But Mitchell, take Paul off. I'm sorry.
He had this guest actually say he doesn't understand why they're not covering negative side effects. How naive is this guy, Danny Sears? I've heard him before.
Damn it all. I'm generous to you. You probably get more time on my show than anyone else. You don't deserve this.
The last few shows, perhaps.
I deserve this abuse. If I want Giuseppe, I want Giuseppe. Because
okay,
then he's talking
ahead.
About medical issues on which you feign expertise but do not possess it. He does.
Oh, right. I see.
Not right, Paul. Okay, right. More sarcasm.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Giuseppe.
I'm winning.
Oh, well. I would say that I wrote an article for winterwatch.net, Russ Winter's excellent news site, aggregate news site, and the title was only just beginning. And this genetic modification of the immune system is going to be really deadly and really debilitating in the next 6 months to a year when the coronavirus, which is the COVID, the nanoterrorist is nothing more than the coronavirus, which is ubiquitous in nature. It's in every human. It's in every mammal. It's in every reptile. It's in the dirt. It's everywhere. And it mutates constantly. And the lies of the corporate science of big pharma. Now, I have nothing but admiration for real science. But corporate science, I despise because it's nothing but sophistry and specious half truths and cooked data and modeling and taking out studies that don't fit the corporate scientific narrative to sell their product. And so Danny's right. It's going to get so much worse, and you're absolutely out of your mind if you at least don't wait a year or two and see what happens with this injection, because it's unprecedented. Like you said earlier, Jim, they skipped the animal trials because the animals, which are ferrets, because ferrets supposedly in the mind of the corporate scientists have the closest immune system to ours when it comes to dealing with the coronavirus. And every time after a period of time, the ferrets all die. So now we've gone from having guinea pigs to guinea peeps. And so they're just testing it on humans, which is absolutely crimes against humanity. It's against the Nuremberg Code. And yet who cares anymore, right? It's the globalists do what they want.
Now, listen, I'm not objecting to what Paul wants to say. I'm objecting to his insertion of himself and not allowing me to manage the conversation. Now, Paul, if you can behave yourself, I'm glad to have you here. But if you're not, I don't want you. That's that cut and dry. You have become obnoxious beyond belief. Now, if you can constrain yourself to a mannerly contribution without interfering with other people and let me manage the flow, then go ahead and say your piece.
I think Mitchell already booted him.
Okay. Danny, go ahead, Danny. Giuseppe knows so much about this matter, you know, and is so thoroughgoing and detailed that I greatly appreciate his contributions here. And it's fascinating because we all want the same thing. We all want the continuation of democracy. We all want the Constitution to be upheld. We do not want the election to be stolen. And the elements of proof are simply overwhelming. So Agreed. The question becomes, can Trump marshal the forces to take action? And Danny, I believe you and I believe that he can and that he will. But Giuseppe remains skeptical, Paul in absolute opposition to that as wishful thinking. So please, Danny, elaborate further thoughts of your own.
Well, what I would say on, just to finish up on the vaccine really quick, is, the side effects, what's going on with the side effects. I saw reports are showing that, more and more people are starting to refuse it. People don't want it. You could see how they're trying to push it. You're not going to be able to keep all these deaths and these side effects from the people around the world. I mean, I'm seeing them from all countries, people refusing. You see the censorship after they're up. They take the video down. They take the publication down. It's all over the world now. So you'd have to be, crazy to ignore what's going on with the vaccine. So I'm hoping they wake up pretty soon and they just, nobody's going to get the vaccine. Pretty soon, there's going to just be too many effects. As far as Trump goes, I honestly believe Trump's going to do something. I think if he signs an executive order, he puts out the Insurrection Act, I think, the military will act. I think they are loyal to Trump. They've said they're loyal to Trump. They've proven that they're loyal to Trump. I believe if he takes action, they will take action. I don't believe they're going to do anything on their own, but I think they're waiting for him, or they will follow his lead. That's my opinion.
I'm very glad to have Mitchell join the conversation. Mitchell, your thoughts.
Hey, hello, everybody. Hi, Danny. Hi, Giuseppe and Paul. I just wanted to say Mitch. That today the government's reactive programming, this idea of steering events and setting up false flags and such. This is a science. And it seems that, everything seems to be orchestrated because it's so orchestrated after the fact. And it is essentially, the information itself is rigged. You get a picture that they draw for you. You don't get the truth. So, we live in this illusion and delusion delivered by the media and the government.
You're making a nice point. Even if they muck up their false flag, the way they report it can clarify and correct the elements they didn't get right in reality by words they used to report it. So that, as Henry Kissinger observed long ago, the facts, truth doesn't matter. All that matters is perception.
Absolutely, Jim.
Well, Paul has rejoined us. Paul, go ahead. Give us your thoughts. Paul, go ahead. Give us your thoughts. Giuseppe, Paul, I don't know.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. I was temporarily muted. And
go ahead, Paul. Go ahead.
Okay, so thanks for having me back on. And yes, I do apologize because occasionally I want to insert a reaction or a comment. And what happened is I heard Danny, who I've heard before, and I respect the work that he's done, and I've heard him before as a guest. But he said something about he can't believe, I don't know the exact quote, I'm going to listen to the show again, about they're not covering, or the lack of coverage of these negative effects of the vaccines. And I was just shocked beyond belief at hearing that. Okay, because here's the thing. If Jim, I sent you that documentary, Are You Crooked, probably 2 years ago. I know you never watched it. It's 2 hours. Danny, have you ever heard of a documentary by Forrest Moretti called Are You Crooked?
No, I don't believe I've seen that.
Okay, you need to watch that. There's a great website called vaccinefraud.com. where he goes into the beginning, the original guy Fleming, and what a fraud he was. And it's been a fraud since day one. So saying that I feign expertise, or that there is actually such a thing as expertise on vaccines, is like saying there's expertise on the Federal Reserve System.
Paul,
they're both frauds.
I was too strong in saying that. You know a lot about this. I agree.
You know, and again, I just kind of, what do you have to know when you have your eyes open, you know?
Paul, go ahead and make your point.
Okay, thanks,
Jim. I got you back on the air.
You're mostly...
Sufficient acknowledgement, all right, that I value your opinion. Go ahead.
No worries, Jim. You have been more than sufficiently gracious with me over the years, and I appreciate it, and I am pushy and obnoxious. There's no doubt about it. Mostly it has served me well in my life. Sometimes it has not. But anyway, Danny, I would highly recommend to you the book Shattering Illusions by Suzanne Humphreys, where she goes into the very, very dark history of vaccines. I simplify it for everybody. I don't think vaccines were ever designed to do – there are people that believed it, but the people behind the scenes pushing the agenda, if you look at the work of Stefan Lanka and what he shows – I just believe that overall, it's always been nefarious. They've always been designed to make us sick and injurious. I don't believe anybody has ever received any immunity to any disease from any vaccine. That's my personal belief. I claim no expertise. And just quickly, just to address something that has been talked about here and what Danny said earlier about people waking up and you know, you, Jim, said people are not going to take it. From what I see here in California, no, people are going to take it. They're going to mask up and do what they're told. And just the last two nights, two consecutive nights, I have been in ramped up mask hassles at stores that I normally would not get bothered in because I haven't been bothered in months. But I know there's this one broad at Lucky that has it in for me. She hates me, and probably with good reason. Because I've told her before to shut her mouth and do her job, but she hassles me about masks. The manager there already knows about it. He knows about me. Well, anyway, they refused to sell me. She singled me out in line. I'm in line with five or six people. And she says, sir, do you have a mask? And she knows damn well I don't have a mask because I ain't wearing it. She goes, well, I'm not going to ring you up. So I said, fine. I took the money. I walked ahead. I threw it down on the counter because I had two items. And I started walking out the door. She goes, I can't take your money. I go, well, there it is. Oh, so now you're stealing. Literally, now, how many people would do this? Okay, I don't know any. All my friends that I know, they hate it, but they wear the mask when they go into the store. I don't, and I will walk out with the items and throw the money down and make them stop me. They called the police on me. Okay, I saw police coming the opposite direction as I was driving home. All right, so I know, because she told me she was calling the police. This is the kind of thing they're making us go through. And just quickly, just last night, I go to this other place, Knob Hill, just to pick up a couple items. And the one manager, Raphael, you know, comes up to me, sir, sir, sir. And I hate it. I hate hearing sir from behind me because I know what's coming next. And I'm just ignoring it. So finally, he's so insistent and he's following me. I turn around, right? Go, sir, you got to have a mask on. I said, no, I don't. What law am I violating by not having a mask? Nothing. Nowhere. Well, I've been told we can't serve you if you don't have a mask. So yes, you can. Not only that, but you're violating a law if you don't serve me. And so I tried to engage him and get in a conversation. I had documents. He waves his hands off. It's like the documents are kryptonite, okay? I carry the court decision with me, the 8-page court decision that Gavin Newsom was ruled against, okay? None of these people know anything. Now, this guy tells me, and I'm going to check into this because it's very interesting. He says they've been told by the county, so-called the county, that they need to increase their mask compliance or they'll shut them down. I said, well, who told you that? He's like, well, this is what I'm doing what I'm told by the management. I said, okay, this is what I'm dealing with here. Just,
I like it, Paul. This is good. This is good stuff. And you're spot on, and you're living through it, and you're being conscientious about it, and you're using yourself as an example of protest, which I admire. I admire what you're doing. Let there be no doubt.
Thank you.
Yeah, Giuseppe, you want to follow up on Paul's experiences?
Yeah, I'm at this vaccine fraud website, but I don't see that documentary, and I didn't write it down. What's that documentary, Paul, that you mentioned?
Oh, it's that's a separate documentary. The documentary is Are You Crooked?
Are you crooked?
Sophia, Sophia Smallstorm posted that documentary probably at least a year and a half or more ago. And I've sent that around to everybody I know. I'm sure at some time, Giuseppe, I probably sent you a link to Are You Crooked by Forrest Moretti.
I typically watch all your links. I don't remember ever getting that one, though. But anyway, I really want to watch it. Could you send it again?
Yeah. It used to be on YouTube. It could be down now, but I'll check into it. But it is so – when you see the last 10 minutes, you'll cry. Because I did.
Okay, we're going to put closing segments of the show. I'd like – Paul, I think you made a lot of valuable contributions. My objections were more to the propriety or management and your interjection when I was seeking to allocate time to others to speak. That's what I was protesting, not the content of what you have to say, which I think has been quite valuable. And I agree, you're actually highly knowledgeable about this matter. So, I mean, I would give you, you know, 2 minutes, if you can restrict yourself to 2 minutes for a final statement of your position.
Sure, Jim. Yeah, you know, about the other stuff. Look, I'm just... I'm just another puppy in the pen, you know, a pawn for attention. You know, Giuseppe can relate to that. Look, I want it to be true, to be honest. It's all fascinating to me, and I mostly don't care about presidential politics because, as I've often said, no politician has ever helped me, okay? No politician has ever helped me finish a project. No politician has ever done anything for me. But this stuff now, this tyranny by the mask, this tyranny by the vaccine, this tyranny by shutdown and lockdown is affecting my life. And so now I'm actually a little bit more involved and I'm pissed. I just have little faith in any political process where Trump is going to use the courts or the Congress or any other conventional means. The bottom line is I would have already shut down the media a year or two ago, but he certainly should have shut it down immediately after the election. You know, I just don't know why he hasn't done that. I mean, this is a power game. It's basically playground level, street level stuff. It's going to end up being that way in the end, in my opinion. So I made that clear before.
Good statement, Paul. Giuseppe, 2 minutes.
I think that I don't believe Donald J. Trump is the answer. I believe the answer is the majority of decent people in the so-called flyover states who elected him and who nearly a million flew to the Capitol and peacefully protested. And then when Trump said, please leave peacefully, they did. Dr. Carrie Madej, who was supposed to be on my show tonight, but had to reschedule because her flight got changed. She's been saying all over Twitter that we all left and it was peaceful and it was a great. And so the people who put Trump in office and blocked the traitorous Hillary Clinton, Queen Hillary, from taking office and becoming attacking Iran and creating World War III. Those people, we have to fix this. I don't think Trump can, but we can.
Good. Danny, your final thoughts.
Well, I can emphasize what Paul was saying in California. I mean, you know, about the mask thing I'll touch on is, you know, these businesses are being forced by the governor to act this way. I know the employees aren't happy about it. Nobody's happy. Nobody wants to wear a mask. I don't wear a mask myself. I don't wear a mask anywhere unless I'm, you know, asked to, or, you know, I have to run in really quick to get some takeout and I run out. I'll keep one in my pocket, but I just don't want to wear it. And I know the employees are miserable. They don't want to lose their jobs. These businesses don't want the state to come down and close them. They're barely hanging on financially as it is right now. So it comes down to a monetary system. It's not their will. But I appreciate him bringing up that Are You Crooked? I will search that video out and I will take a look at it. And the last part I'm going to say on Trump is I believe he's going to take some sort of an action. I don't know what that action is going to be. I think things had to develop. Pence showed his cards to be very traitorous in the way he handled the hearing, changing the rules, ignoring the legislature electors like he did. You know, there was a lot of things that came to play there, and something's going to happen. What that something is going to be, I'm not exactly sure. I just have to have faith based on the evidence that's breaking, that Trump is going to take some sort of an executive action. At least that's my opinion, sir.
Danny, I agree with that, that Trump will, and if he does not, if he's somehow inhibited, then we, the people, have to, because the alternative is a life of misery as serfs and slaves. The agenda is to use a face mask and the coronavirus to kill off around two-thirds of the American population by 2025. And the future is extremely bleak. The Great Reset is to take control of the entirety of planet Earth. It's an audacious plan. It boggles the mind. The average American can't begin to wrap their mind around it any more than they can that Tony the Rat would be giving them false advice, even though what he has done to America is more damaging than all of our foreign enemies combined, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Emperor Hirohito. So if it comes down to it, be prepared, stock up on supplies, be able to defend yourself. If you don't have weapons, acquire them. They are defeating every effort the president and the American people have made to use the mechanisms of democracy to keep continuity of a government they like, which the Democrats despise. It's not about the virus. It's all about control. As John F. Kennedy observed years ago, those who make peaceful reform impossible make violent revolution inevitable. They are going to reduce us to propertyless, assetless, dependent workers on the state for a guaranteed income and a little cubicle we rent where we own no property whatsoever. And if we won't succumb to their vaccine regimen, we'll be put in FEMA camps as public health menaces. And if we continue to protest, they will separate our heads from our bodies using Chinese-made guillotines, because that enables them to harvest our organs. They're going to benefit from us if they don't kill us. And when they kill us, they're going to benefit from us anyway. So I say, if it's not possible to straighten this out through peaceful process by the 20th of January, then we have to fulfill the right we have under the Declaration of Independence to take up arms to oppose a tyranny. Believe me, we have nothing to lose but our chains. I can't thank you all enough for being here. Danny, you were wonderful. Giuseppe, Paul, you're terrific guys. Really pleased to have you here. And we're going to see how this all plays out. It's going to happen in short order, and it's going to be dramatic. No matter what the outcome, it's going to be dramatic. So be prepared. Take nothing for granted. And by God, be able to defend yourself, because your life may depend upon it. Just as the future of our nation depends upon restoring democracy and constitutional government.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.